This episode is brought to you by our friends who can protect your data and anonymize your activity at expressvpn.com/Charlie. expressvpn.com/Charlie. Protect yourself against big tech and big brother.
Hey, everybody. Are masks helping? What are the downsides of masks? I don't mean medically. What about societally? Spiritually? It's time for a robust discussion on masks. Tucker Carlson weighs in on the issue. We cover this amongst many other things. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing every single day. charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war, tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Is it time to stop renting and buy your first home? Owning your home is an investment in your future, and with today's low rates, now is the time to do it. Often with mortgage payment, it's the same as rent, so why pay for someone else's mortgage payment? Going through the mortgage process for the first time means you're going to have lots of questions. You need someone you can trust. I recommend Andrew and Todd at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. These guys are honest, trustworthy professionals who can answer all of your questions and walk you through the entire process. They help first-time homebuyers and put the actual plan together. And because Andrew and Todd are bankers, not brokers, Andrew and Todd and their team personally work with you from the start to finish. You always have someone in your corner. I've heard amazing things about Andrew and Todd, so take the first step towards home ownership. You know you want to. Just go online and answer a few questions at andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. If you guys are a mortgage, maybe you're looking to buy a home, do it while rates are low. Go to andrewandtodd.com, andrewandtodd.com.
We had an amazing event last night, a two-hour event in San Diego at Awakened Church, Juergen's church out there. And my goodness, was that a lot of fun. It was thousands of people there, standing room only. The energy was incredible. The questions were phenomenal. I really believe that we moved the dial in a positive direction yesterday in San Diego, San Marcos in particular. And I just want to say, Pastor Juergen, you're incredible. All the people of Awakened Church, you guys are being led very well. And if any of you are in Southern California, in that part of the world, Juergen's church does a phenomenal job. And there are a lot of questions that were asked last evening. And one of the questions was, Charlie, what do we do about these mask mandates? What do we do about the mandates that are coming down that are requiring our children to wear masks, that are requiring us when we go into stores to wear masks? What do? And we discussed this and we explored it together. And it's not an easy question because there's obviously a penalty if you do not abide and obey by what the people in charge are telling you. Now, we've talked a fair amount, about this rise of safetyism in our country, where people are retreating to what makes them feel safe and feel good instead of embracing liberty, which is the pursuit of virtue, to live meaningful and quiet and peaceable lives. And so now I guess the new debate is whether or not you should wear a mask outside. So I thought this was largely settled. Again, I'm not one to say that I know everything epidemiologically when it comes to masks. I've said for a while that I'm mask agnostic, which means it's without knowledge, agnosis. Gnosis, the Greek word for knowledge, ag without. That's where we get the English word agnostic from. I personally am not a fan, and I'm willing to take my own chances. Now, when I fly, obviously I comply. That's part of the game. But I think what has not been discussed at all is, what are the potential downsides of masks? I do not even mean epidemiologically or medically. I'm talking from a human perspective. Here's some questions for you. Does it make you and other people more decent to one another? Does it make you more likely to trust other people when you're, all of you are wearing masks? Do you think that we are appreciating each other's humanity more or less? Do you think that children are being raised in the best possible scenario and situation when they think that the normal state of being is walking around with a piece of cloth on their face? The discussion when it has come to masks has been almost done with a religious zeal from the medical experts and the American left. People, by the way, who have been wrong about everything since this started. So now the New York Times has a new story out. Summer camp advice. Keep masks and distancing. This is for children. Children going to camp this summer can be within 3 feet of peers in the same group settings, but must wear masks at all times, federal health officials say. The only times children should remove their masks is when they're swimming, napping, eating, or drinking. They should be spaced far apart for these activities, positioned head to toe for naps, and seated at least 6 feet apart for meals, snacks, and water breaks. This is child abuse. I said it last night at Juergen's church. I've said it before in this program. I said it months ago. It is child abuse to have a six-year-old have to wear a mask and be 6 feet away from other children. They are not at any significant risk of dying from the Chinese coronavirus. But they are now at risk of being socially programmed into something we have never done before. Now, of course, our leaders, the people in charge, they relish in this opportunity. They embrace the opportunity to believe human beings are malleable, that they can change human nature. The New York Times continues by saying, all people in camp facilities should wear masks at all times, with exceptions for certain people or for certain settings or activities, such as while eating and drinking or swimming. So here's just a very basic scientific question. Maybe one of the experts would like to come on our program. I would love to have Dr. Fauci come on our program, or Dr. Birx. I'd love just to ask him a very simple question. Dr. Fauci, why is it that the states that repealed their mask mandates and opened up their states have better virus rates and death rates than the states that had mask mandates and shut themselves down? What would the answer for that be? Can you point to a single county or city that had mask mandates and did significantly better with objective data than those that didn't have mask mandates? The answer is you can't. Can you point to any sort of school or community where masks played a significant role in stopping the spread of the Chinese coronavirus? Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx, has the Chinese coronavirus had a significant impact on young people, from deaths to infections? Because I can tell you that this nonsense and this garbage has contributed to a mental health crisis in our country, where we have lost more young people to suicide in California than to the Chinese coronavirus. And just, if you guys are looking for something to do, go fill out a Freedom of Information request to your local government for how many suicides have happened in the last year. They are hiding the numbers from you. They are not publishing the data. But you have FOIA at your fingertips. Most people don't even know what FOIA is. You have a constitutional right to ask your government for emails, text messages, financial data, FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. You can FOIA your state, local, and county officials and say, how many young people have died of suicide in Riverside, California, or in San Francisco, or in Seattle? And then compare that to the Chinese coronavirus statistics. Aristotle, the great philosopher, he studied things that do not change. He believed in eternal knowledge, as do I. And he said this about tyrants. Tyrants preserve themselves by not letting there be any schools or other collegial gatherings for leisured pursuits. and do everything that will keep all people as unknown to one another, since familiarity breeds a greater degree of mutual trust. Let me read that again. Since familiarity breeds a greater degree of mutual trust. If you do not have a society that trusts one another, then all of a sudden movements like BLM Incorporated start to catch fire. If all we focus on is our skin color and not our character, because people are talking to each other less. They're afraid of one another. They're wrongly afraid of one another. Social distance, there's nothing social about being distanced. It's the opposite of being social. Being social is connecting with another being. But we've allowed them to reprogram our language to stop the spread. We were never going to stop the spread. Maybe slow the spread. Lockdowns? What a draconian backwards word. That we are going to force you in your home, and if you leave, we're going to punish you? And so now we're having this discussion that quite honestly was settled in May or June of last year. Should we have to wear masks outside? Do children have to wear masks? And for the adults out there, why are you guys putting up with this? I hear plenty of complaints, and we talked about this last evening in San Marcos, California. But I'll tell you that the parents are not making nearly enough noise right now. We are allowing an entire generation to be abused by the permanent medical establishment to treat your children in a petri dish in a massive social conditioning experiment. It's only going to stop when parents and adults rise up and say, no more. A gas station sells regular unleaded for $4 a gallon. The gas stations next door sell the exact same unleaded gas for $2 a gallon. So which are you going to buy? The $2 gas, right? It's a no-brainer. So why are you still paying overinflated rates for wireless with Verizon, T-Mobile, or AT&T when you could be getting the exact same coverage as one of those big carriers with PureTalk? Except get this, it costs you less than half. The average family is saving over $800 a year. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just over $30 a month. And if you go over on data, they don't charge you for it. Switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or choose from the latest iPhones or Androids. Make the smart choice and switch to PureTalk. Just dial #250, that's #250, say the keyword Charlie Kirk to save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Charlie Kirk. PureTalk is simply smarter wireless. I hear New York's staging a comeback. It's coming back. Can't wait to visit again. So MIT has a new study. This is what started this entire thing. Actually, my grandfather was a Sloan Fellow at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And they issued a study that the activists don't like. Remember, narrative is the most important thing, according to the left. We have a preconceived notion of how the world works, and facts and data will not get in the way of our revolution. So they want people locked down permanently. They want people to sit down and obey. They want people wearing 2 masks when they shower. And if you dare question them, you are trying to massacre the American population. Now, MIT came out with this study saying that the 6 feet rule is actually inadequate. Quote, we argue that in the context of airborne transmission in a well-mixed space, the benefits of the six-foot rule are limited. As everyone in the room is breathing the same air, they share the same risk. Social distancing may thus be giving you a false sense of security. However, we note the 6-foot rule is valuable in limiting transmission by respiratory jets, which pose a heightened risk when people are not wearing masks. And so the MIT study starts to say, why are we actually engaging in this 6-foot dogma? The activists don't like that. The activists are saying, even if you're vaccinated, which we're supposed to believe the vaccine works, you must still wear a mask, if not 2 masks, and keep 100 feet away from each other. So the great Tucker Carlson called nonsense on this last evening. He is the number one trending topic on social media. God bless him. Tucker says very clearly that masks have always been incompatible with a free society. masks strip people of their identity as individuals. It strips people of intimacy and of human contact. Of course, this is right. And tyrants never want people to have that sense of individuality, creativity, or the focus on the good. Cut 29.
Masks have always been incompatible with a free society. We used to know that. Masks strip people of their identity as individuals. Masks transform people from citizens into drones. They isolate us. They alienate us. They shut us off from one another. Masks prevent intimacy and human contact. If I can't see your face, I can't know you. Masks are for the guilty. They're signifiers of shame and submission. Until recently, many jurisdictions had laws against wearing masks in public. Only Klansmen and armed robbers wore masks. The rest of us showed our face. We were free people.
And for years, conservatives, including myself, would make the argument, I'll make it again, that it's immoral with the Islamic fundamentalists due to women all across the Middle East. It dehumanizes them. God gave you a face for a reason. That if you must wear the full hijab, that is a sign of submission and domination, and it is against this idea of a free society and of individual rights. But now we're really realizing that the left has never cared about individual rights. It's always been posturing. And where the liberals are on this topic is really perplexing to me. PJ O'Rourke, who's become a kind of a never-Trumper sort of snarky guy, but he's very smart, especially his writings about a decade ago. Very smart guy. He had a great quote where he said, inside every liberal is a totalitarian waiting to get out. Let me say that again. Inside every liberal is a totalitarian waiting to get out. They've always dreamed of being in control and in charge of your life. And now under the excuse of medical experts, they are now more important than ever. Let's go to cut 30, Tucker Carlson, on how children's having to wear masks is child abuse. And again, it's pretty amazing because Tucker and I were saying the same thing thousands of miles apart to different audiences. It seems as if just hit a logical breaking point in the last 24 hours. Play tape.
As for forcing children to wear masks outside, that should be illegal. Your response when you see children wearing masks as they play should be no different from your response to seeing someone beat a kid in Walmart. Call the police immediately. Contact Child Protective Services. Keep calling until someone arrives. What you're looking at is abuse. It's child abuse, and you are morally obligated to attempt to prevent it.
Now, the reaction from the activist press and the gatekeepers on Twitter has been rather impressive. Because Tucker, a couple weeks ago, talked about how Democrats have been bragging that they want more people to come to America for a political purpose, and they wrongly accused Tucker Carlson of peddling some sort of replacement thing, which he actually denounced on air while he did it. They got very angry, but no, they're much more angry at him now. So now I'm starting to realize the hierarchy of the leftist religion as it is. It's always changing. But the ultimate value, the God, the untouchable deity of the left right now is the medical establishment. Even more so than the woke industrial complex nonsense. You cannot question the doctors. Because, of course, doctors have never been wrong, obviously. We'll get the exact number. Do you know that hundreds of thousands of people die in hospitals every single year because of medical malpractice? Wrong treatments being given, negligence. Now, look, let me be very clear. Doctors have made my life better, certain doctors. I've also met some awful doctors that gave me the worst advice imaginable. And if I would have followed those people's advice, I would have lived an awful life. Doctors are not right just because they have doctor before their name. And Dr. Fauci is the worst of all of them. And all of this is obviously about political power. And Tucker highlights that. Cut 31.
So how do you resist? The first step is to say the obvious. Say it loudly, say it often. This is not about science. This is about political power. If it was about science, Fauci and Kamala Harris would be happy to hear, for example, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, discuss the science behind mask mandates with a Harvard professor. They would welcome that. but they hated it. So they just pulled the whole thing off YouTube.
And so the motivations here are not to save lives. Of course not. The motivations are instead to continue a permanent power grab on the livelihoods of the American people. And so one person who's effectively fighting back against this, and this is a great example of this, and if everyone got a little bit of Dana White in their daily routine, the world would be a better place. Dana White is the president of UFC, and he had an event with 25,000 people in Tampa, Florida. Let's play cut 35 of Dana White saying it's time to get back to normal. 35.
It's time to get back to normal. You know, and I know a lot of you guys in the media don't feel exactly the way I do about a lot of things, but you can't deny it felt pretty fucking good to be in Florida this week and be normal. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. And when I saw people wear a mask, I didn't say anything to people wearing masks. When people saw people that weren't wearing masks, nobody said anything to people that weren't wearing masks. Everybody's just doing their thing. You know what? People seem like they're a lot happier down here in Florida than they are in some of these other states.
There's more wisdom from Dana White than the entire Harvard faculty. Dana White runs a multi-billion dollar enterprise. He's a billionaire himself. And he's not a political guy. He has courage, though. You see, Dana White has the virtue that none of these other people have, including in the Republican Party. He has courage. He's willing to stand up to an entire legion of reporters. So you have to understand that clip you're listening to. He's probably got 200 cameras pointed at him. And every person looking at him is wearing a mask. Every single one of those reporters is giving him a snarl. The evil eye. And Dana's like, now things are actually pretty great here, and we're not going to back down. The UFC was a great event, despite the point that someone basically had their leg chopped off. That was hard to watch. Besides that, it was a great event. And Dana White went on Sean Hannity's show, and he said, I try to keep my sports out of politics. When people tune in to watch sports, they don't want to hear this. And I could tell you, before I play this clip 34, I don't watch Major League Baseball anymore. Is basketball still happening? I used to love basketball. Is it still happening? Or is LeBron James running for police commissioner of Los Angeles? It's still happening? I don't care. It's completely irrelevant. I used to love the drama, Dirk Nowitzki and the Sacramento Kings team with Peja Stojakovic and Vlade Divac. Those were good. That was when basketball was good. Michael Jordan in the 90s, the greatest basketball player of all time. Jordan has wisdom. LeBron is a total fool. And he's also arrogant, which drives me nuts. And so people are watching UFC, though. NBA numbers have cratered. Major League Baseball numbers have cratered. But UFC is more popular than ever. Play tape.
One of the things that I've really tried to do through this whole thing is stay out of politics. When people tune in to watch sports, they don't want to hear that crap. They don't want to hear what your opinions are, or who you're voting for, or what you're doing. They want to get away from everything in their life, and they want to focus on two, three, 4 hours, however long the sport is.
And Dana's exactly right. When I watch sports, I mean, everything I do is politics. It's the one time I actually want to enjoy watching people excellent at a competition. The Olympic team, I think they have some new guidelines saying the Olympic team is not allowed to protest using BLM Incorporated, taking a knee and raising a fist. But some of the athletes say that when they go to Tokyo this summer for the Olympics, they're still going to do that. So let me be very clear. If you're an Olympic athlete, that while wearing our flag on the international stage, that you take a knee and you do some sort of ridiculous thing, I hope you lose. For the first time in my life, I will be cheering against America at the Olympics if you decide to take a knee and you decide to make a fool of our country on the international stage. When we are the most generous, benevolent, forward-thinking, accepting country ever to exist, that I have to go watch you to go to Tokyo and go take a knee during the national anthem? Like, no, screw you. Stephen A. Smith, he's all over the place. Stephen A. Smith is like Lindsey Graham. You never know where he's going to go with things. But he's super entertaining. Cut 33 on UFC leading the charge to get back to normal. Cut 33.
The whole UFC delivered on Saturday night. A fantastic event from start to finish. Great fights up and down the card. Great moments. Celebrities all over the place. Packed into the arena alone with 15,000 fans. Something we haven't seen anywhere in a very long time. So let's take a moment to give credit where credit is due. Let's give credit to Dana White, the man in the UFC. Him and the UFC, of course, all the same. Don't forget, almost a year ago, it was the UFC who was the first sport back after everything shut down. UFC 249, last May night, at the very same arena in Jacksonville, Florida. The UFC pulled it off then, safely. And so other sports started coming back too. And now the UFC is saying, it's okay to come all the way back, to have a little bit of normalcy again. Dana White has led the way on all of it. We should be grateful to him for everything.
Stephen A. Smith, you deserve credit for that monologue, because I guarantee you the medical Gestapo came after you. How dare you glorify a super spreader like Dana White? Dana White has courage. I gave a part of my remarks yesterday were about the need for courage. Dana White had a lot to lose. Dana White very well could have done what every other sports commissioner did. No events, limited, test everyone, masks. Dana said, look, the vaccine's out there. If you believe it works, then take it. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. And you saw in that crowd, some people were wearing masks, some people weren't. We're going to get back to normal. We're going to open it up. And tyrants hate people like Dana White. They hate him because Dana White is willing to call their bluff. Dana White is willing to call things as they are. He'll call balls and strikes. Dr. Fauci, he obsesses over people like Dana White. It bothers him. So he goes out and he says stuff like this. Cut 40, where Fauci says, kids playing unmasked, go out into their community. You want them to wear masks when they're interacting with groups from multiple households. Dr. Fauci wants your children to be participants in a massive social conditioning experiment. Play cut 40.
So if parents are vaccinated, they still do need to be concerned about their unvaccinated children playing together in groups. Is that right?
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks when they're interacting with groups from multiple households.
Do people still listen to this guy? You see, everything I'm saying, I'm just going to say it differently next week. So basically, look, just don't ever leave your home, okay? And then he said this back when it was about masks last year, cut 37.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
This constitution I have in my hand was written to save us and protect us from people like Fauci. Did anyone ever vote for Fauci? Did he run for office, collect signatures, go through the process of being vetted? This unknown bureaucrat who runs the fourth branch of government, the medical establishment, who, by the way, did you know Fauci's the highest paid employee of the federal government? That guy is the highest paid employee of the federal government. The Constitution says clearly that the consent of the governed is how we must build this compact, this cooperation, this system of government. And Dr. Anthony Fauci has more power than a Roman Caesar. Dr. Anthony Fauci would make Napoleon generous with how much jurisdiction he has over people's lives. And until people act like Dana White and they call this stuff BS and nonsense and push back against it, Fauci's going to be running our country. It's time to take it back. Look, by now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike Lindell, he's got a lot of ambition. He's a patriot. He loves his country. A lot of people like Mike Lindell. In fact, I get emails from people. They say, Charlie, how can I help you? How can I help Mike Lindell? How can I help the country? Well, if you go to MyPillow.com and buy anything with the promo code Kirk it helps both of us. That's right. Maybe you want to go buy the MyPillow slippers. They're beautiful slippers. Maybe you want to buy the MyPillow. MyPillow slippers are so comfortable that you want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress toppers, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. You know, I've really been enjoying reading Benjamin Franklin lately. I'm a big Ben Franklin fan. There's a scholar that works for Hillsdale. I can't remember his name. He wrote this great book on Franklin. But there's a phenomenal letter that Franklin wrote called Plain Truths in 1747. And it's terrific. You could see the founding fathers as they were beginning to wrestle with this idea of representative government, because the Constitutional Republic was a great leap forward. And the founders were living in somewhat Puritan, Quaker, Protestant America. And people were starting to ask really important questions because no one had really tried it to this extent before. There was the Roman Republic, but it was different. The Roman Republic was nowhere nearly as representative as what the American project embarked upon. And Franklin realized that the way that you unify the Quakers and the Puritans and the non-Christians, and there weren't that many of them, but there were there, was this idea that the unifying doctrine of natural rights, of liberty and property, the pursuit of virtue, trying to make yourself a better person, that you must have the freedom to be able to come in contact with your creator, to assemble, to write, to think, to communicate, to defend yourself, not be spied upon, not have soldiers quartered in your home. That those are actually the unifying principles. Those touch all human beings. Now, as John Adams famously said, he said, the Constitution was made solely for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So as I hold this document, the United States Constitution, the greatest political document ever written, you want to know why liberty is eroding. You want to know why people are retreating to safetyism. It's largely because the system we have is only going to work insofar that the citizens are able to self-regulate their own behavior. If the citizens are not able to prevent themselves from seeking pleasure over virtue, then of course they're going to do what they're told and put on the mask and shut down the schools and stay at home indefinitely and wait for their stimulus payment and seek the next dopamine rush instead of trying to live a fulfilling life. And so as we wrestle with these ideas of how do I deal with these mask mandates? How do I deal with my children not going to school? What we're really talking about here is the need for a constitutional reset. And something we are going to explore on future podcast episodes here on the Charlie Kirk Show is this question. Are we a nation of laws or are we a nation of political will? Steve Dace on our program did an interview that will be aired soon where he goes after Dr. Fauci. It's terrific. And he submits the argument that we are a nation of political will. Do you want to know why the courts almost never stand up to the political majority? It's because the courts are filled with human beings too. Alexander Hamilton famously predicted this. He said, the Supreme Court and the courts will never go against a massive political majority in the country. And he has been right in every decision. That's why Dred Scott had that awful decision it had. That's why Brown versus the Board of Education righted many of those wrongs. That's why Roe versus Wade had that decision. That's why with the gay marriage decision with Anthony Kennedy is the courts actually are more in the direction of the people than the law. So what is that the lesson for all of us? It's that we have to go win more people over. That if we do not have the political will or the political majority through a constitutional republic, this beautiful document, this constitution, this firewall will eventually be shattered. And that means challenging the tyrants and the despots like Anthony Fauci. That means we need courage like Dana White. We need clarity like Scott Atlas. And we need people to start all of a sudden to take back this citizen government. Citizen comes back, it comes from a Greek term, which means co-ruler, one that oversees alongside. Over the last year, have you felt like you have been used and abused by a centralized government authority? Sit down and shut up and lock down our country, and the lockdowns never should have went further than 2 weeks. If your child is being required to wear a mask, if all of a sudden you are vaccinated and you're still subjected to these rules and regulations, understand that you are participating in their power play. What are you going to do about it? It's the consent of the governed, only if the governed cares about their consent. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.